Welcome to Min Monkey. On this episode, we talk about Colette, directed by Wash Westmoreland.
So Colette tells the story of a French novelist in the early part of the 20th century and her relationship with her husband, who was a famous author published under the name of Willie. And basically, the beginning of the movie shows the two of them when they were first getting together and they get married. And he's sort of an author, but he hires other people to do his writing. As they get into financial difficulty, he hires Colette to do a bit of writing for him. She writes a book called Claudine under his name, which becomes a huge bestseller. Everyone loves it. It's hugely successful. She starts writing sequels. And then there's a sort of breakdown in their relationship as she wants to sort of go her own way and wants to be recognised for her talents, where her husband is maybe kind of holding her back a little bit, or holding her down. There's also a lot in it about their sort of odd love life and relationship, and relationships with other people.
I mean, it also says a lot about, like, women authors at the time, because, you know, it would have probably been a lot of people maybe wouldn't have published it, maybe
yeah,
wouldn't have bought it as well. So it touches on that too. And although it's... there's like a, between Keira Knightley and Dominic West, who plays her husband, like you do get the sense of, although Dominic West is kind of using Colette for his own means, that there is like a love between them.
Yeah.
And, you know, through all their problems and issues. And even though he does use her to make a lot of money, there's still like that bond between the two of them, even when they are estranged.
Yeah.
They still care about each other.
Oh yeah, it's like a tempestuous relationship, but it's not... I mean, it never tips over into being violent or anything of that nature. It's just more... there's a definite power dynamic, which is typical of that period, where men were seen as sort of the superior, and their wives were sort of belonging to them.
Well, I think with this movie, you could definitely class it as being... like a queer movie, looking at the bisexuality of the characters and stuff like that. But like, the character of Willie doesn't like turn into like this heterosexual monster. He does like encourage her, in his own way. Like they never kind of like demonize him as horrible as he is. You know, like from the minute you meet him, you don't really trust him. But he always in a way wants to like encourage her. And it may be in some like horrific ways, but there is like that kind of symbiotic relationship. And he does fund like our vaudeville performances and stuff like that. And that does bankrupt him. And he does do things that are terrible. He does cheat on her and discourage her from doing certain things.
Yeah.
But he does also support her and her endeavors and things like that. But I feel like they could have easily just turned it into like him as being this horrific monster.
Yeah.
But they don't really do that, and I thought it was quite interesting
throughout
the movie that they do still have this bond and this relationship.
Yeah,
even as she does drift apart from him and move on with her own like undeniable talent.
Yeah.
There's always that.
Like you say, there's a lot of discussion of sexuality in the film. And I feel like the period it's set at and the fact they're moving in this sort of literary circle, I felt like they were in a society where it was very sort of free flowing and people were almost expected to be having affairs. And like when she begins sort of lesbian relationships, he's very sort of happy with that. Not so happy if it was a guy, as he says in the movie, but like that's the thing, like he's having an affair and he doesn't see anything wrong with that. It's almost like, well, that's, you know, that's what happens. Like you get married to somebody, but you still have relations with other people.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was really interesting. And I really like the character later in the movie that Colette gets involved with, who's a sort of like transgender character, female but dresses as male and becomes sort of her partner and her life partner, I believe.
Missy.
Says at the end of the movie, Missy. So yeah, that was really interesting to see that kind of thing explored in a movie. Thought Keira Knightley gave a fantastic performance as Colette.
I think it's the best Keira Knightley performance I've ever seen.
Yeah,
for me,
because like she really moves through like a lot of different. Like at the beginning, she's sort of naive and she's not really into literary circle, but you really see her sort of growing confidence through the movie.
Yeah, she starts off as this kind of like naive country girl, and then she moves to Paris, and she
sort of learns about her own sexuality, discovers her own sort of power,
and her talent for writing as well. But yeah. I think I like the fact that it's like quite a bi movie, and it doesn't like shy away from that to like reach a more conservative audience. It does like it looks at it in detail, and the relationships that that Colette has, it doesn't like put that into the distance. And it's the main driver of the plot is all these relationships they're having.
Yeah, it treats that pretty seriously. Like a lot of movies you get where it features lesbianism, it's more sort of titillation, which is directed primarily at a male audience, whereas I felt like this doesn't really go down the route of just cheap thrills.
This feels like a really sincere in its message, like what it's trying to put across, you know. It doesn't feel like it's doing it for those reasons. It feels very sincere in what it's trying to say.
We both felt like the film moved really quick as well, and like when it ends, it seems to end really abruptly, but at the same time it doesn't feel like you've wasted any time. It's like moves very, it's very well paced.
That'd be my only criticism, is it does feel like it ends quite abruptly, but
I think that just speaks to how good the film is, that you could carry on watching these characters for another half hour easily.
I really loved it. I think it'll do really well, and I think it's definitely Keira Knightley's best performance, and it's a really interesting story about one of France's famous writers. That was our review of Colette. Don't forget to tune in next time. We'll have more reviews about other movies. And don't forget to like and subscribe.